Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. People's Republic of China in a confrontation with the United States over chips, microchips, and the headline from Reuters tells the story. U.S. won't tolerate, quote, China's ban on micron chips, according to the Commerce Secretary Raimondo. The United States won't tolerate China's effective ban on purchases of micron technology memory chips and is working closely with allies to address such economic coercion. That's a quote, according to the U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, former governor of Rhode Island. We welcome our colleague Brandon Weikert. Gordon and I welcome Brandon. He's the author of the just-released Biohacked, China's Race to Control Life. This is China's race to control the high-end chips, or chips in general. Brandon, the puzzle here is Micron is the very successful company, headquartered, located in Idaho, though it's international. And my understanding is that this ban against Micron by the Chinese is said to be because of security concerns China has. Is that based on any reality, or is that just tit for tat because of what the U.S. says about the security risks of dealing with China?
Well, hello, John, and thank you, Gordon, for having me. And your question's perfect. I think that this test that they gave Micron, that they said Micron failed, that the Chinese gave, I think it was nothing more than a cover as part of this tit for tat, as you rightly note, in this ongoing, I think Gordon calls it the tech war, and he's right. It's a tech and trade war. And, you know, we've been firing salvos at them since the Trump administration. The Biden administration, much to its credit, has continued on some level, maybe not as comprehensively, but certainly they've continued on some level firing back. And so now China's returning fire. And this is an escalation. And China is banking on the fact that Micron, as you note, being an international corporation, by targeting these chips, they can basically hurt Micron's bottom line, hurt a major American company, and hopefully get the American tech industry to put pressure on Congress to let up on this tech war because it's hurting their bottom line.
Is there evidence that Micron has something that threatens Chinese security?
Well, maybe, but I really think that this is really more than anything tit for tat. I think this is just China trying to squeeze an American company, thinking that American capitalists are the weak link in our national security space. Basically, they, for decades, going back to the manufacturing sector, have always wooed American firms to come over to China. Once those American firms do business or want to do business with China, Chinese use those American firms to put a squeeze on the American government to prevent the American government from doing anything that might hurt China on the strategic level.
Gordon, you have a question for Brandon.
Brandon, when we look at the Micron ban, when Secretary Raimondo says she won't tolerate it, what is she going to do? What is the Biden administration going to do?
Well, that's a great question, because on the one hand, it seems like they are executing a continuation of the Trump administration's tech war on China. But as you know, up until a week ago, there was talk that as part of this attempt to reopen relations with China more fully, that the Biden administration was basically going to fold in their meeting with Beijing. Now, it looks like because Beijing is telling the American administration that we don't want to do business with you, that maybe Biden is putting the squeeze back on China. The question is, Will Biden continue putting the squeeze on China in the form of these chip bans or these the wider tech war? Or is he going to just let that all go once China says, OK, we'll play ball with you? And I think it's going to be the latter. But for now, what they're doing by putting these impositions on chip trade with China, it's doing a lot of damage. It's doing a lot of damage. So this is something that the Trump administration started, and there's continuity now with the Biden administration. It'd be nice if they kept doing this and expanded it out to the entire tech sector.
My understanding is that Micron makes a perfectly desirable chip, but not the highest end that China needs for its AI machines. That's NVIDIA, which is another story entirely. NVIDIA recently coming with results that Wall Street liked, and led by its very charismatic CEO, Jensen Huang, announced that its loss of China business, if the CHIPS Act goes through, is a blow to its bottom line. At the same time, NVIDIA announced new technology that is to accelerate the development of AI, which is the new moon race entirely. So that new technology is not reproduced anywhere in China. That ordinarily is called leverage. Brandon, you see where I'm going with this. China does not have what it needs to stay in the AI race. And Jensen Huang has it, and he's not going to sell it to China. When does China back down, or do they have a plan B?
Well, and that's the big question, because what China's been doing for the last 30 years is, if they don't have it indigenously, what they do when it comes to high tech development is they'll build this great innovation cluster. Think of the Wuhan Bio Lake, or think of Nanopolis, where they're doing all the nanotechnology research in China. And they'll basically entice Western innovators and investors to come over to China and do their research and development there, and thereby move that supply chain into China naturally. And if so, it is probable, I would think, given their investment into artificial intelligence, if they can't produce the chips they need indigenously, they're going to keep trying to attract, if not American talent and investment, which looks like it's going to be drying up. They're going to then pivot and go to Europe, which is, I think, part of why Beijing is really pushing hard for new trade deals with the Europeans. So there's all these different ways that they can skin this particular cat, but it is a risk. And you're right, they might not be able to get the materials they need, which is why I think it is essential for the Biden administration to not let up on this tech war, and in fact to expand it, because I think it might be the thing that kills the baby in the crib, if you'll pardon the expression.
Gordon, is there any indication that China is going to back down, any whatsoever? The Micron retaliation seemed routine.
Well, China does back down in the face of superior force. Right now, though, Xi Jinping doesn't look like he thinks he has to back down, because he's taken Biden's number and believes that Biden eventually, for one reason or another, will cave, especially for the reasons that Brandon mentioned just now. And that is that the U.S. tech companies are going to try to force the administration to cave into China.
You have a question for Brandon.
Brandon, there's been talk about a comprehensive executive order from President Biden prohibiting investment into China's tech sector, especially AI. People expected it to be issued before the G7, at the G7, and right now we just don't see any indication that it's coming. What is the status from as best you can tell?
I think it's more than anything a cheap ploy to get leverage over China to try to force them to the table and to reopen negotiations. Remember, up until a week ago, the Biden administration was hot and heavy in trying to get, better relations with China at all costs. And it's Beijing that slapped them away. And so I don't believe for a second that the Biden administration is very serious about this ban. Even if they did it, I think it would have a lot of caveats in it. And I think that ultimately it would have a pullback element where the moment China looked like they were going to start playing nice, suddenly this issue goes away overnight. And so this is the problem, I think, with the Biden administration is President Biden is very much a creature of the Washington, D.C. consensus, which says having open trade relations with China is always a net benefit for the country. I don't believe that's the case. I know that the Republicans are starting to disagree with that. But Biden is from that era. And so I don't believe for a second this potential ban, even if it goes through, is going to have the kind of lasting impact, because the president isn't going to want it to have the lasting impact, because he favors trade and better relations with China above all else.
Brendan, I may have overstated. I think I did overstate the AI contest. Is there a measure now about where it is? Because my AI makes a lot of mistakes. I'm presuming China's AI makes a lot of mistakes. The technical word I'm learning is it hallucinates now and again, gives me a different version of myself. It's creative, but it's not accurate. Who's in the race right now? Us and China? Is Europe in the race?
Europe's in the race. Japan's in the race. Pretty much the major tech powers are all in their own way involved. I think it's important to note, and I know talk about this in my book Biohack that with biotech, but it's true of AI. It's true of all the high tech stuff. Big things have small beginnings. So this thing right now is very rudimentary. It's very basic. I know many people who are sort of skeptical of this, but yet all of the people in the tech sector, whether they're directly involved with artificial intelligence or not, they seem to be very scared of where this goes to. So much so that the head of Google's AI group in Silicon Valley retired in protest because he said this is going to go, it's not going to go well for us. It's a 50% chance this technology eventually wipes us out. So you're right. Right now, it's very rudimentary. I don't think you overstated the implications, though, any more than you would have overstated the implications when rockets were first being designed in the 1940s and 30s, saying that one day it's going to take us to the moon. I think this is very early, but we know, given the level of investment of all the major powers, notably China and America, that this is where it's going to go. It's the new moon race. I think you were spot on long term.
Brendan Weikert, the new book is Biohack, China's Race to Control Life. Gordon Chang.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.